Well, what's going on in Turkey, an important U.S. ally that's been shifting towards Russia, straining already frayed ties with the U.S. as Turkey continues to fight the U.S.-backed Kurds in northern Syria? Despite falling foreign investment in Turkey, the country continues to promote itself as a thriving economy with rising potential. NPR's Peter Kenyon has this look at what's going on.
Glowing economic headlines appear almost daily in the Turkish press. A recent one says foreign investment hits nearly $11 billion in 2017. It's only if you click on the story and read on down that you discover what actually happened to foreign investment in 2017 is a nearly 20% slide from the previous year. Kush Choksi with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was in Turkey recently to see what can be done about one of the country's economic problems, chronically low American trade with Turkey compared with Europe.
We would like to change that. The bilateral relationship is about $20 billion in overall trade, and that just can be significantly improved.
An optimist by profession, Choksi says technology, e-commerce, and healthcare are all promising sectors, and maybe even construction as well.
If there were rebuilding associated with Syria one day, Turkey would be a huge base for that and would also provide opportunities in the construction area, possibly for Turkish and American companies to cooperate.
But plummeting Turkey-U.S. ties are not helping. In Washington, there are calls to impose sanctions against Turkey for a host of reasons, including the jailing of American citizens and consular workers, a scheme to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran, and Turkey's pending purchase of Russian missiles that can't be integrated with NATO systems. And then there are Turkey's ongoing military attacks against Kurdish forces in Syria who are supported by the U.S. Economist Attila Yeşilada says that hasn't hit Turkish markets yet, but even the threat of heavy U.S. sanctions could change that quickly.
If these become public, if United States leaks its intention to punish Turkey to the press, then there would be a market shock which would spread to the economy.
There are some very positive indicators. Turkey's growth this year is estimated at a healthy 4%. It has a strategic location, a thriving startup culture, and a very business-friendly government. But Yeşilada says those bright spots are clouded by the state of Turkey's democracy. A broad crackdown with tens of thousands of arrests since a failed coup in 2016 has given foreign investors pause.
The state of emergency, which was absolutely necessary to deal with the coup, has been around for too long. The rule of law no longer applies. Due process has been abolished, to be perfectly honest with you. And the arbitrary confiscations of Turkish companies, even though no foreign company has ever been touched in Turkey, obviously raises concerns.
For now, unemployment is falling, though it's still high. Tourists are coming back, but they're spending less. As people here scan the positive economic headlines, concern about where the Turkish economy is heading refuses to go away. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
So now you know what's going on in Turkey.